we do good research into an issue. You know, if you're studying an issue of taxes or the food basket, how much does it cost for a family to meet their needs, or things like that. Do good research and then educate about that. Get the message out. Put it in simple format. Prepare calendars, prepare homilies, prepare leaflets. So a simple way of getting the message out for advocacy so that people could say, okay, we've got this knowledge of what the issue is, and we've got the values of what would make a difference. And therefore, we can, you know, we can press our local member of parliament, or we can talk to our local council or something or other like that. So it was always those, that three things: do good research, bring the values of the church and the education to that, and then help people to be motivated to advocate.
So tell me about that food basket. What exactly was that? And it was a project that worked well for you in Zambia.
And it's still working well there. It's an amazing thing. Many years ago, someone said, you know, well, how do wages match what a family actually needs? So we began back in mid-1990s or so to say, well, okay, what for a family of six, how much mealy meal? That's the basic maize meal. Were you able to buy any meat? How about vegetables? What about the cooking oil or so? So each month, go out to the local markets and find out what the prices were, add them up, and with the help of, say, the Nutrition Commission of the government, you know, well, a family needed this much for basic calories and intake, things like that, and then get a combination of what those costs were, maybe the cost of renting the house or electricity or firewood or whatever it is like that. That would give an indication of each month how much did a family of six need. Not for extravagance, not for great poverty, but just basic needs or so. Then compare that with the wages. Well, it took fire because the trade union said, that's what we need. The government initially said, well, you know, we raise basic statistics or so. But then they said, well, look what you're doing. Because now it's done in 12 cities across the country, whereas the government has just done one sweeping thing. It's done in six rural areas with a particular framework for doing it. It's now spread to other African countries. Malawi, where I work now, they do it. They do it in South Africa. They do it in Kenya. They do it in West Africa. Miserior, which is the Catholic funding agency in Germany, just helped us publish a book of how to do it. And it's sort of get even more use or so. Because it's a snapshot of people's lives, not extravagant or so, but also these are the basics. If your health is going to be good, you're going to need this calorie intake.
So you worked out in the center with significant and thorough research how much it costs to feed a family, not extravagantly, but just justly and fairly to survive. And then the trade unions, ordinary people, the priests and their homilies were able to take that up.
Exactly.
and lobby.
Exactly. And this makes a difference because then, for instance, the government, when they were doing a review of civil servants' salaries, invited the JCTR to send a person to sit with the commission or so, because they knew we had this kind of an information that was helpful or so. And so it wasn't made up. You know, we used to joke, someone came into the office one time and said, we need to get your latest statistics. We're working with the Zambian breweries. And I said, well, what, set the price of beer or so? And said, no, because we're doing the wage negotiations. It was an instrument in people's hands that was reliable because the research was done well, and that was regular because every month it came out, and that was tangible in people's lives, and that could make a difference. But what struck me in a significant way is it was doing research, gathering the data, but within the framework of the values of human dignity, of what was necessary to keep a family together and healthy or so. So the church's social teaching about dignity and solidarity and community became alive in these issues.
Now, that's quite interesting because if we take, say, a country like Ireland, which is in the middle of recession, serious recession, and people are talking about, people on the poverty line, though there are those who then would often say, oh, no, there's no real poverty here. So it does provide a framework in which one can measure and then empower people who very often, because of their poverty, are disempowered.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's an important thing. People can say, well, what can we do? What difference will it make? I was shopping for the Jesuit community that I was part of in one of the big supermarkets run by the South Africans. It was in Zambia. And I asked, you know, well, where's the mealy meal? I need some maize meal or something or other. And the young man there looked at me and he says, I'm not going to tell you. And I said, what? And he said, I'm not going to tell you till you give me the latest basket, because he knew I was from the JCTR, because he said, next week we're negotiating and we need something to set on the table. So he came, he got the latest basket. I saw him a week later and I said, how was it? He said, we didn't get as much as we wanted, but we got more than we expected because we laid the basket on the table. It was an empowering, because a lot of times, you know, it's interesting. Those of us who deal with information so much, sort of, whoa, we know these things. But a lot of ordinary people, they don't know these things, and information is empowerment. Information coupled with social teaching values is even greater empowerment.